أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واذكر في الكتاب موسى إنه كان مخلصا وكان رسولا نبيا. We continue with the tafsir of Surah Maryam, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates to us stories of certain Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam very briefly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of specific characteristics that certain of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam had possessed. And of course, Allah spoke of Maryam alayhas salam, the miraculous birth of Maryam alayhas salam. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that is where we ended with the characteristics of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Moving on to Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 51 of Surah Maryam, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mention Musa alayhi salam in the book. Speak of Musa, tell the ummah that the type of man Musa alayhi salam was and the characteristics that he possessed. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْرَسًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to Musa alayhi salam, he was a chosen one. Musa alayhi salam enjoyed a privilege that no other Nabi had enjoyed. And that is, he had the privilege of directly speaking to Allah. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا No other Nabi directly and openly conversed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it was through the medium of Jibreel alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Musa alayhi salam was a chosen one. He was mukhlas. وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا Allah says he was a rasul and a nabi. He was a messenger and he was a nabi. Sometimes we use these two terms. One is rasul, one is nabi. What's the difference? There is a difference between the two. Right? A rasul is one who was given a book and was given a sharia. A new sharia that he introduced to the world and to his ummah or to his community. That is a rasul. So he came with a new sharia, he was given a book and he was given a divine scripture. A nabi is a prophet. So rasul we translate as messenger. Nabi we translate as prophet. A prophet is one who came and continued with the sharia of the previous rasul. So if you look at Harun alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says later on that Harun was a nabi. He wasn't a Rasul. He was only a Nabi. Why? Because he continued with the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam. He was not given a separate Sharia and a different book. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Musa alayhi salam, كَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا وَنَادَيْنَاهُ Allah speaks of the moment when Musa alayhi salam was selected as a Nabi of Allah azza wa jal. And this was the occasion when he was returning from Midian. He fled to Midian because his life was under threat. So he fled to Midian. In Midian, he married the daughter of Shu'aib alayhi salam, another great Nabi of Allah. And 10 years or 8 years later, he now travels back to Egypt. Along the road between Midian and between Egypt, there's a famous mountain that is found up to this day as well, known as the mountain of At-Tur. And it was there where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called out to Musa alayhi salam, directly called out to him and conferred upon him the bounty of prophethood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of that moment, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ Allah says, we called out to him, مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ From the right side. Allah is being specific. From which side did Musa alayhi salam approach Allah azza wa jal, or from which side did he approach the voice to which he was called? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from the right side of the mountain of Tur. وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ Allah subhanahu says, we drew him close to us. وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ النَّجِيَّ In order to speak to him confidentially. A special type, we call it a munajat. A munajat is when one whispers something to another in confidence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is why we brought him close to us, to speak to him secretly. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا Allah says, and we gave him as a gift. Through our mercy, we blessed him with a gift in the form of his brother Harun. And Allah says about Harun, نَبِيًّا He was a Nabi. Allah does not say رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا He was a Nabi. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, mentioned to them in the book, Ismail alayhi salam, the son of Ibrahim, and some of his characteristics. The first characteristic of Ismail alayhi salam, Allah says, innahu kana sadiq al-wa'd. He was true in his promise. A very, very noble characteristic is to honor a person's promise. A person made an agreement, he made a promise, and to honor it is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regards as very virtuous, extremely virtuous. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Ibrahim alayhi salam as one who possessed this characteristic. And breaking one's promise, going against one's promise, not fulfilling the agreement and the promise, this is something that is detested in the sight of Allah. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the qualities of a munafiq, the qualities of a hypocrite are three. Number one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا حَدَّثْ كَذَبْ. When he speaks, he lies. Number two, وَإِذَا وَعَدْ أَخْلَفْ. And when he takes a promise, and he promises you something, you'll find he goes against his promise. His words mean nothing. He does not have any intention to fulfill the promise that he makes to you. And number three, وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانْ. When he's entrusted with something, you tell him a secret or you share something with him, he deceives you and he betrays you by exposing the trust that you have left with him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. Allah says about Ismail alayhi salam, he too was a Rasul plus a Nabi. وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of certain deeds that Ismail alayhi salam had commanded and instructed and encouraged his family to perform. Number one, وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ. He would instruct them, encourage them to pray the salah, which means that a person should not have this type of an attitude, the father and the parent should not have this type of an attitude, that if my child reads salah and he prays, then well and good. If he doesn't, that is his life. And it's not my duty to ensure he does so. But we find this is the prophetic methodology between parent and child, that the father should ensure that his children are observing, number one, the prayer which is salah. كَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. And he would instruct them to fulfill charity and give out zakah. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he was one of the favorites of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding.